The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
And good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Tuesday, May 31st, 2022 edition of the National Intel Report. I am your host for this Tuesday, Michael Herzog, and I will be sharing my report with you this evening titled Demeaned or Redeemed? And I want to make a quick comment. You know, that lead-in music coming in for the National Intel Report could not be more pertinent than it is right now. With what's going on, with what we just witnessed, well, a lot of us didn't witness it, but I watched a number of clips. I'm going to share a couple of them with you today on this summit held over in Davos, Switzerland, and Geneva. And, folks, you know, it's coming full tilt. The curtain has been raised, and they're showing their colors. But before I get into that, I want to open with my condolences for a truth seeker who recently passed away. And he's just another in a long line of many who spent his life trying to both educate and warn people of, well, who really rules the world. And this man deserves tribute, and I will likely, at some point in the near future, dedicate an entire show to his work and just some of the truths that he shared with us during his lifetime. So I say rest in peace, Jordan Maxwell. Now, folks, if I were to list, speaking of that, all of the truth-seeking patriots that have left us, as John Stepmiller would say, left this mortal coil, it would be a lengthy list. All of these people who, for whatever reason, whether by natural causes or otherwise, were all, just as we have all, many times as on many occasions, been painted with the conspiracy theorist brush. And I'm certain if those courageous patriots were alive today and listening to this broadcast, they would consider what I'm about to share a valuable tool in silencing those who have, well, for generations now, conveniently used the conspiracy theorist brush to stroke all of us with that conspiracy theorist brand. As opposed to making any effort, of course, to confirm or discount what we have been trying to share with them for generations. And as most of us are aware, and by the way, if you're a new listener, you might be an exception, the term itself, conspiracy theorist, was derived by the CIA shortly after the Kennedy assassination as a means to dismiss any and all alternative explanations regarding President Kennedy's assassination, and of course focus only on the official version, which for anyone who has ever taken the time to look knows that that supposed official version is a complete crock of nonsense. But from then till now, like a magician, their sophisticated propaganda tools have been, for the most part, successful in convincing the, how would I call them, unmotivated, most times outright lazy mass or cognitively dissident masses to look over here while their nefarious agenda was being played out. Not over here, but rather over there. Exactly where they didn't want you to look. And George W. Bush actually mocked his own actions at a correspondents' dinner in regards to one such a thing, which I'm going to outline many. But Mike, go ahead and play just a short, it's only 6 seconds. Go ahead and play clip one, Mike.
Those weapons of mass destruction got to be somewhere.
Yeah, those weapons of mass destruction got to be somewhere. And he goes on to say, maybe over here. And then he looks under the podium. Oh, it's maybe over there. He joked, folks, about killing hundreds of thousands, maybe over a million, there are reports of that, Iraqis, and sacrificing thousands of American soldiers and wounding them at a correspondents' dinner on a complete and now documented, as we know, lie. But hey, let's run through some of these. Going all the way back to 1963, and I know I could go back further, but for time constraints, I'm not going to do that today. But folks, if you questioned the Kennedy assassination, you were demeaned. If you questioned the official story of our incursion into Vietnam via the Gulf of Tonkin incident, you were, well, demeaned. If you questioned Ruby Ridge, Oklahoma City bombing, Waco, 9/11, you know, those 19 hijackers with box cutters hijacked four airliners, crashing into three buildings, and mysteriously four buildings collapsed. You were demeaned. And by the way, I'll be doing a future elaborate report on the minute and many details of that topic with Ryan Dawson. I had a slight chat with him just the other day. And, of course, we have Saddam and his weapons of mass destruction lie, which caused the deaths of, several hundred thousand, if not a million Iraqis. You know, that led to the Iraqi invasion. And, of course, Osama bin Laden is hiding somewhere in the caves of Afghanistan lie. Thank you, Donald Rumsfeld. That lie justifying the Afghan invasion, which lasted 20 years, solved nothing, and our current and recent exit was a complete disaster. Thank you, Joe Biden. If you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor lie, vomited at you by the eloquent and suave liar Barack Hussein Obama, who many say is pulling the strings of the current sitting imposter Joe Biden. You know, and it's interesting, I mentioned, and I had put this show together before, I was watching some videos today, and I ran across an elaborate report on bin Laden and what really happened to bin Laden and how the United States government was funding Osama bin Laden to be harbored in Iran, excuse me, for 10 years. And then our government came to the Iranian government and said, we'll move him over to Pakistan. Well, the Iranian government supposedly moved him to Pakistan, then pulled him out and put a double in there when SEAL Team 6 went in and supposedly took out bin Laden, who was not buried in a Muslim funeral, but was supposedly buried at sea. And then later on, the six SEAL Team members mysteriously died in a helicopter crash. Very interesting video. I'm going to go back and watch that again. Might report on it at a different time. But anyway, all the way up until today, if you folks question or you have moral discomfort with, well, social distancing, mask wearing, vaccine injections, quarantining, self-confinement, or any of the other ridiculous mandates or edicts or proclamations that they have been foisting upon us for the past 30 or so months. By the way, we're in a lull right now, but expect it to happen again. And from what I'm reading, it's going to start again on June 5th with monkeypox. Just a prediction, not my prediction. I'm just sharing it with the audience. Not only were you demeaned if you questioned or you tried to voice your opinion or your consensus or your dissemination of any of the above events, you were ostracized and vilified. And now they're attempting to take it to even a new and higher level, making it a crime to disagree with their ludicrous hogwash, folks. That's in, I think it's H.R. 666 is the newest bill that's just passed the House, trying to make it a crime for us to object. Folks, since 1953, as I'm sure all of this audience knows, for the new listeners I'm saying this, there has been an annual meeting held at secret locations around the world, inviting only high-level corporate, financial, and political leaders in meetings lasting for several days, discussing what we all at that point and through the years could only speculate on their discussions, as they were highly guarded and protected from anyone outside of their nefarious club. The high-level, high-intellect corporate, political, and financial figures have been meeting in secret in discreet places around the world for decades. It's called the Bilderberg Group. While supporting and promoting programs throughout our schools like Common Core and No Child Left Behind, and of late critical race theory, to make sure that the masses don't catch on to their agenda. The reason, as George Carlin once put it, well, I'll tell you what, I'll let him tell you. Go ahead and play clip two, Mike.
It's a big club, and you ain't in it. You and I are not in the big club. And by the way, it's the same big club they used to beat you over the head with all day long when they tell you what to believe. All day long, beating you over the head in their media, telling you what to believe, what to think, and what to buy. The table is tilted, folks. The game is rigged. And nobody seems to notice. Nobody seems to care.
Nobody seems to notice. Nobody seems to care. No, they demean us. They call us conspiracy theorists because they don't want to know. They're cognitively dissident, folks. As George Carlin said, it's a big club, and we're not in it. The American dream is a dream where you have to be asleep to believe it. And sadly, most people, the same people who paint us with that conspiratorial brush, are the same people that are asleep. Let's hear a few more words from George Carlin with clip three. Go ahead, Mike.
Because the owners of this country know the truth. It's called the American dream because you have to be asleep to believe it.
I wanted him to say that and reiterate what I just told you. That came from him. You have to be asleep to believe it. So, in that comedy routine, Carlin spoke about who they were. Now, I chose not to play that clip in its entirety as it had a lot of profane descriptive language. However, George explained at that time what the elite wanted. They wanted workers who were, well, just smart enough to operate the machines, the widgets, and do the paperwork, but not smart enough to realize that they were being personally screwed by the system. And folks, if this were the only goal of these elites, then from a practical standpoint, as well as they've disguised their agenda to the present, then we, the awakened patriots, have lost. As the mind-numbed masses have accepted their slavery, absorbed their propaganda, and dismissed or vilified all with the cognitive discernment to recognize their deceit, like you all. However, it seems, in their arrogance of late, this just may be their downfall, as they are now, unlike those meetings of the past, folks, announcing publicly their intent. And as horrifying as their plan is for the future of humanity, it has now been put on display for all to see. That is, for those who want to look. And for us, folks, it is redemption. All of us who had been warning the masses for years and repeatedly being dismissed as quacks or kooks or conspiracy theorists, well, you can now direct them into this broadcast in the archives and allow any disbelievers to hear their plans right from the proverbial horse's mouth. Now, with that said, I will now focus on a few excerpts from this past week's World Economic Forum and the World Health Organization Summit that was held in Davos, where these demonic leaders have announced their plans. Because any critics who call you or I a quack or conspiracy theorist, any of them who laughed or mocked or criticized you when you warned them about the vaccines being poison. You can lead them in here and let them listen to it for themselves from the very people who have organized this totalitarian takeover. Now, here's the first clip I want to share with you regarding that meeting last week. This is the chief executive officer of the pharmaceutical company, Pfizer. His name is Albert Bourla. He's Greek, by the way. He's a Greek businessman. Anyway, go ahead and play clip four, Mike.
It's emerging now of its benefits, especially with elderly groups, senior citizens, especially above 65 and above 60. So if it's going to be used, it's better to focus on those groups who have risk of severe disease and death, rather than, as we see, some countries are using to give boosters to kill children, which is not right. Then the equity issue comes here.
Oh, gee, isn't that empathetic? That is not right. Yes, the fulfillment, and these are his words, folks, not mine. This is the chief executive officer of Pfizer, Albert Bourla, admitting the fulfillment of a dream that they had when they started back in January of 2019 in California and set up their goals for the next 5 years. And one of those goals, as he said out of his own mouth, by 2023, they will reduce the number of people in the world by 50%. And he goes on to say, just last week, that today, this dream is becoming a reality. Now, what does that tell you, folks? And I watched another clip earlier today, Clay Clark. I watched a lot of clips today, being Memorial Day. It's a holiday, so I thought I'd relax. It's hard to relax when you're watching this stuff because you really get ticked off. You know what I mean? But aside from that, Clay Clark was interviewing Dr. Brian Artis about the protocols in the hospital for these people that were being treated for COVID. And what they are prescribing them in the hospitals. And yes, the hospitals now have become death camps because of the CARES Act, because the money being allotted and the bonuses being given to these hospitals anytime they have a positive test case by a faulty PCR test, anytime they put somebody in the hospital and put them on their battery or their regiment of drugs that destroy your kidneys within 5 to 9 days, remdesivir, dexamethasone, which is a steroid, vancomycin, which is an antibiotic, which shouldn't even be used for a viral infection, yet they use that because it rapidly destroys the kidneys. And then they get paid again if they put them on a ventilator, and then they get paid again, folks, if they put COVID on the death certificate. So what Albert Bourla just said about the vaccines, and he's the head of the company that's pumping them out left and right, 50% depopulation by 2023, one of the goals. And today this dream is becoming a reality, a quote from Albert Bourla. Now, in addition to that, the audience of all of these people that, by the way, flew in on all their private jets while they complain about global climate change and warming, all of their 400-plus private jets who pollute the atmosphere, I don't even know how many times more than driving your car down to the local grocery store. This statement by Albert Bourla was met with a round of applause by all the participants in the meeting. So what does that tell us? It tells us that they're all in lockstep. They're all in goose step. Yay! Yay us! Yeah, let's get rid of 50% of the population by 2023, and that's not all. Okay, vaccines are only part of it, folks. So for all of the naysayers, this puts a nail in the coffin for anyone who doesn't believe that these shots were designed to kill us. And anyone who refuses to believe that these vaccines are poisoned and that our government is pushing them for our health and safety, direct them to these archives and have them listen to this clip. Got to go to a break. We'll be back in three. More to come. Michael Herzog, the National Intel Report, coming to you on this Tuesday, the end of May, 2022. Be right back.
Oh. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives?
I have another update on the fundraising situation. We can accept PayPal through the RBN site. You can mail in cash, check or money order, made out to RBN. The postal address is 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If you send in a check or money order, it needs to be made out to RBN, just the three letters, RBN. And if you have any questions, call 800-724-2719, extension 3. Feel free to call on in on this issue, and we'll try and get you squared away. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Lord, take this badge off me. I can't use it anymore. It's been too dark to see. Felt like knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. I feel I'm knocking on heaven's door.
All right, folks, we're back with the National Intel Report. Perfect lead-in music for that, Mike. I appreciate that. Knocking on heaven's door, which we all are doing, folks. Okay, and they're trying to push us quicker and quicker into doing so. Now, next, I played for you the CEO of Pfizer, Albert Bourla, admitting, okay, that 50% population reduction by 2023 is their goal. And we've been talking about this with people, and they had this blank stare. They look at us like we're crazy or we have a horn coming out of the middle of our head. All right. It's not us. We're just showing you or telling you what they're telling us. So now we have, as I reported last week, the emperor with no clothes, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, at this same summit meeting last week. I want you to have a listen to this. Go ahead and play clip 5, Mike.
Instead of boosting a child in high-income countries, it's better to vaccinate the elderly in countries who have the elders who have not been vaccinated, even the primary vaccines. So the equity issue should also come into play.
Yeah, you see, the garmentless emperor, folks, is admitting that the countries are giving boosters to kill children, which he admits is not right. No, no, oh no, don't give them to the kids. Let the kids grow up. We want them just smart enough to operate the widgets and paperwork, but not smart enough to be able to figure out what's going on. No, give them to the elderly. Kill them off, as we still need those brainwashed CRT-filled children for sex trafficking and physical exploitation. Yes, it's better to vaccinate, to boost, to kill the elderly, as they know too much, folks. And to fathom that the presidential imposter, Joe Biden, would be happy to turn over our complete health decisions to this monster is absolutely unthinkable. And let us not forget the directive that the New York governor, then New York governor, Andrew Cuomo asserted when he ordered the New York elderly into nursing homes during the plandemic, causing the deaths of more than 15,000 of them. And did he ever come to justice for that? Oh, no. No, they accused him of some, well, I don't know, inappropriate sexual acts, and he was asked to resign. Karen Hochul took over, which, by the way, I think is worse. But did anything ever happen over all of this directive order that caused the deaths of all of these people? No. Personally, I think they made a deal behind the scenes to kind of just sweep that under the rug if he would just go ahead and step down. Yeah, those two clips alone, folks, for any naysayer that listens, if they have any remorse or any common sense at all, should refocus their perspective from demeaning you to redeeming you. Now, also regarding this subject, for those same naysayers, I would pose them this question. Why would anyone promoting vaccine effectiveness on the one hand fake their own vaccine status? And by the way, with that, I want to direct you into RBN's website with an article titled Big Pharma Boss Caught Faking His COVID Vaccination Status, Injected Himself with Salt Water, saline if you will, instead of the vaccine. And guess what, folks? This man is now facing criminal charges. Yay for that. Now, I'm not going to read this article in its entirety. However, I am going to share with you a few choice excerpts from the printing. So, with that, it says, while the WHO and our political leaders want us to trust in the COVID vaccines and push for legal measures to force it upon us, which is what they were talking about last week in Davos, folks, it seems even big pharma executives don't even trust the safety of the vaccine. The police in Spain have charged Jose Maria Fernandez Sousa Faro, the president of the European pharmaceutical behemoth PharmaMor, with being falsely vaccinated against COVID-19. Now, Dr. Sousa Faro is embroiled in a European controversy involving individuals, many of whom are well-known figures, by the way, being added to the National Immunization Registry in exchange for large sums of money. I see. Sounds a little bit like Bernie Madoff, doesn't it? This guy figured out a way to get saline solution, take all of the people that, well, seemingly were important, and according to the police sources and the El Periodico de España, Sousa Faro arranged to be injected with a saline solution instead of a COVID-19 vaccination and spent hundreds of euros to have his name added to Spain's immunization register. I'll have more on that when we get back. Taking a break. Michael Herzog, the National Intel Report. Stick around, more to come.
Well, you were sleeping. They came and took it all away.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one, RAD, consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You know that nothing beats a storable food stockpile for readiness. But there are two problems with storable food. It's expensive, and eventually, it runs out. Then what? What happens to you or your family when there's not enough food to go around? In a true survival scenario, you need a renewable food source. That's why Seed Armory has developed a survival-grade seed vault that can produce over $25,000 worth of crops from just one kit. Unlike other seed vaults, we don't inflate our seed counts with fillers. All our seeds are 100% heirloom and non-GMO. Not a green thumb? Don't worry. We've written an easy-to-follow guide to guarantee your success from planting to harvest. For a limited time, we're offering an additional 10% off your order when you enter the code RBN at checkout. Go to seedarmory.com. That's seedarmory.com. Don't wait. Like everything else, seeds are in short supply.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Folks, we're back with the National Intel Report. Yes, I'm all right. Nobody worry about me. You know, I want to throw this in here. This is a little bit of a personal thing, but I got a text message the other day from an optometrist, the eye doctor, that said, well, it's time for my annual eye exam. And, you know, I've noticed it beginning to get a little tiny bit, not a lot, but a little tiny bit more difficult to see out of my current glasses. So I thought, well, you know what? That's not a bad idea. So I called him up to make an appointment, and I asked him, I said, you know, is my insurance going to pay for this? And they put me on hold for a minute. They came back and said, no, you, in order to have your insurance pay for it, you have to get a referral from your doctor. Well, what's interesting about that is I don't have a doctor. And I told him that because the last time I went to see a doctor, my doctor had quit, probably over this whole, you know, Affordable Health Care Act. I didn't ask them. So I went into this clinic the other day to, you know, ask them if I had to, if I could get a referral for an eye exam. And they said, you know, well, they have to send it over to the the nurse practitioner, because that's who's in place of the doctor now. There is no doctor in this clinic, believe it or not. And this was last week, and I never heard anything from him. So this morning I went back, and I said, hey, you know, what's going on here? Oh, well, it's in the nurse's file box. And I said, well, that's interesting, because, you know, this might be a little serious issue. I'm having a little more difficulty seeing at night, and I'm an Uber driver. Okay, well, we'll get right back to you. Well, I haven't heard anything from him since. But what's interesting about this, folks, is that in order for me to qualify to get my insurance to pay any portion of this, I first have to get a referral from a doctor of whom I don't have, that there's a nurse standing in for. And the last time I did this, which was last August, I went in. I couldn't see my doctor. My doctor had quit, so I went and saw a nurse. 3 weeks later, I get a bill for $50 because my insurance says that if I see a specialist, it costs me $50, whereas if I just see my doctor, it's free. Well, I didn't go to see a nurse specialist. I just went to see a doctor. They put the nurse specialist in my room and then had the audacity to bill me $50, which I argued with them for 2 days before getting that deleted. The point is that medical treatment isn't what it used to be. You can't just go to an eye doctor anymore and have your insurance pay for it without having everybody get their fingers in the pie, i.e. a practicing nurse that isn't even a doctor. So, just thought I'd throw that out there. But let's get back to this other doctor, Dr. Sousa Faro, who is the president of the European pharmaceutical behemoth Pharmamore. That's Pharmamore, okay? Now, this guy is one of almost 2,200 celebrities and European elites who have been erroneously vaccinated against COVID. And this is according to the list compiled by the Spanish National Police. Over 2,200 high-ranking officials and celebrities and sports people have had saline selection or injections, according to the Spanish police. And the cost? Well, evidently. Do you think they may have noticed, by the way? Many of these athletes, pundits, you know, actors from all over the world dropping dead after being jabbed. You think they might have got a little bit of nervous? So this guy comes up with a saline solution idea. And according to the police, who are investigating the 2,200 false COVID-19 vaccination certificates, the fee, get this, folks, was dependent on your social standing. More important, you were? Well, the higher the price. The president of the Spanish pharmaceutical company Pharmamore doesn't trust the same vaccine that he represents and promotes. Now, what does that say for the vaccine, folks? And what does that say for his credibility or his character? Bit of a hypocrite, wouldn't you say? So, to sum up who these people are that wish to control every aspect of our lives, you know, the good news is, for how far it will go, I don't know, we do have a fighter in the Senate that is warning people about the consequences. Go ahead and play clip six, Mike.
When you're on a private jet, they're spending five times as much of a carbon footprint. So if they really cared about that, they could ride on commercial airlines, but they aren't. They're elitist. But the other real danger here that's even more danger than all their phony caring about carbon footprint, the real danger is this. Look how bad your government is in a country where you get to vote for these people. This would be a government, a world government, where you don't get to vote on anybody. This is everybody's worst nightmare. The bureaucracy that we have trouble in our United States because we don't get to vote on them, we vote indirectly. Can you imagine the one world bureaucracy of all these elitists and their private jets that would rule our country and we wouldn't get to vote? So I'm dead set against this. And they used to call people who talked about one world government, they used to say, oh, it's a conspiracy. We would always say, no, it's in their mission statement. They say it at every meeting. That's what they're for. But lack of sovereignty means lack of freedom, and it means lack of responsiveness, and it's completely antithetical to everything our country stands for.
And I don't want to put down Bill Gates and these guys. You know, they do a lot for charity. But when you hear them kind of just dismiss inflation or, you know, you're going to have to go through some pain in order to kind of go with my idea. You know, the American people hear that and they think, come on, man, you're not serious, are you?
But it's not only insensitivity because they've never been to a grocery store and have no idea what things cost, but it's also that we now have a whole set of our political spectrum that's out there saying it's caused by greed. If you were in a third grade class, I would give you a failing grade if you told me inflation was caused by greed. That is the dumbest explanation, the most implausible, and that lacking all facts that someone would try to put forward. Inflation is caused by an increase in the money supply that increases the demand. It's done because we spend too much money. The Federal Reserve prints it up to borrow it. It floods the economy and drives prices up. If you don't understand that, they'll never get it any better. And my prediction is it's going to get a lot worse before November.
What do you think about this tracking technology they're cooking up? They're going to track your carbon footprint. I mean, I think that these liberals are already stressed out enough, Senator. Yeah. Imagine when they find out, like, everything they do is killing the ozone. I mean, they're going to go crazy. They're going to start yelling at us.
Yeah, privacy is not much of a concern for these kind of people. So not only do they want to track you for your carbon footprint, the WHO has announced, you know, they're forming a treaty, and it's going to be this treaty for the next pandemic. But in the next pandemic, it's not going to be a Washington-based mandate on vaccines or a Washington-based social distancing or mask. It's going to be an international one, and they actually want to track everybody with a QRS code. I think that goes beneath the surface right back here, but I'm not sure how they get it in yet. But no, I mean, it's no laughing matter. It is very worrisome. But whenever they talk about it, they have absolutely no concern for privacy. And you're exactly right. They don't care about the individual. They don't know people like us. They've never been on a bus. They've never been on Southwest Airlines. They've never driven a car. Most of them have never even driven their own car. So these are not the kind of people we want telling the rest of us what to do.
All right. Senator Rand Paul from Kentucky.
All right, Mike.
Flies commercial.
I appreciate that. Yeah. It's interesting about that. And the first thing I'll say is I will commend Fox, mainstream outlet, for airing that. I do give them credit for that. But this Fox reporter actually thinks that Bill Gates does a lot for charity. It's a disguise, buddy. Okay. They hide under the humanitarian, you know, umbrella of they're doing it for humanity. No, he's doing it for population reduction, buddy. Yeah. Now, you know, Rand Paul talks about, he says, look how bad our government is now. And we all know how bad it is, folks. Can you only imagine Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus dictating to us that we have to lock down, wear a mask, roll up our sleeves, quarantine? I don't know about you, but no, I'm not doing that. Didn't vote for the man. Not going to go there. Uh-uh. These clueless elites that have never flown commercial, never been to a grocery store, and most who have likely never even driven a car, want to dictate to us how to live our lives. A world government, folks, something that they called us conspiracy theorists for years. I remember standing out with a group of people in Phoenix, Arizona, with a sign that said 9/11 was an inside job. This was in 2005. And people screaming at us, calling us conspiracy theorists, when all we were trying to do is wake them up. Yes, the clueless elites have never flown commercial. They pollute our atmosphere with these high-priced jets, hundreds of them, if you've seen the pictures, folks. They've never been to a grocery store, likely never driven a car. They have chauffeurs. They want to dictate to us how to live our lives. A world government, our worst nightmare. Tracking us, carbon taxing us, quarantining us, dictating everything we do. And if you listen to this sidekick of Santa Klaus Schwab, what's his name? I don't remember. Yarim somebody or another. He's talking about implantable chips. It will be able, the great points about it is it'll be able, you'll get up in the morning, the alarm will go off at 6, and you get up, get in the shower, and you get ready to go to work. And all of a sudden, your phone goes off and it says, oh, we detect a high level of cholesterol in your left aorta. Cancel your job today and go to the doctor. So according to him, it's going to be a computer telling us how to live our lives, dictating everything we do, folks. And then he goes on to, you know, expound on them telling us that inflation is caused by greed. Only an idiot would think that. It reminds me of what Nixon's lie was August 15th, 1971, when he was telling us about the speculators when they went off the silver standard and was blaming it on housewives spending too much money at the grocery store. Yeah, Mike, go ahead and open up the phone lines. 512-248-8252. I'll start taking calls now. Inflation is caused by greed. What a joke. What these people are both planning and implementing would make even Lex Luthor of Superman comics fame blush, folks. All right, let's go to Peter in L.A. Peter, you're on with Michael. Go ahead. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, Mike. I haven't called your show for a while, but I send you a lot of emails. I'm the Outlook team guy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You send me a lot of emails. You send me too many. You send me too many.
I won't send them. I just figured it would help you with your...
It does, but I honestly I've had to refer them to my spam folder and go into that because it absolutely fills up my mailbox at times, and I do appreciate it, Peter, but with all the other stuff I'm looking at, and what I do is I scan over what you've sent me, and I pick out certain blurbs from time to time.
If it's not, I won't send them, Mike, but what I wanted to tell you, but let me know if you don't want them, I won't send them.
No, you can go ahead and keep sending them. No, that's all right. Go ahead.
The analogy I want to make here is the first thing I want to say is if we're going to get anywhere, we literally have to do away with billionaires. We can't have these freaking billionaires. We can't have guys that are gaming the silver market, as you were just talking, like the Hunt brothers, or buying WHO and CDC like Bill Gates and the Gates Foundation and all that. We can't have these guys doing that. And the analogy I like to make, Mike, is that it's like the ant farm that everybody probably our age has seen when we were 10. And we're the ants. And they're the demented 10-year-olds that can shake the ant farm up and turn it upside down and put honey in one side and rat poison on the other. Whatever they want to do, we're at their beck and call, whatever their whim allows. And it's not the government. Remember, the government's the people that gave us the Tuskegee experiment and 17, 18 years after Hiroshima was walking thousands of young troops through Ground Zero in Nevada and Utah for years, 1,000 detonations and walking these guys through who are doing all this horrible stuff. Remember Flint, Michigan, and the many other towns that have equal or lesser water than they do, whose government knew about it for years at every level, state, local, federal, mayor, city council, and did nothing about it. They were making, retarding the minds of these kids. But we can't have these people and be at their beck and call.
No,
maybe
I agree with you.
70 million, enough to have a great life, but confiscate the rest of it so they can't lose the World War II.
Peter, let me interject something here. I mean, you know, I'm not a young buck. I'm not a spring chicken. And I've watched this unfold over time. The government gets its money from taxation, from import taxes, and, you know, a whole myriad of other things. But as we know, because of this, you know, overdrive money printing thing, it's totally out of hand. The national debt is completely in the stratosphere. But I think what has happened over time is not only have these corporations with, you know, technology and so forth actually outperformed the government as far as revenue is concerned, but they have now collaborated. And, you know, money being the root of all evil, they have come together with an ingenious plan engineered by a small few like Santa Claus Schwab and his sidekick and a number of other nefarious individuals who actually believe in their psychopathic dreams that they can take over the world. And this is their plan. And the other thing that I believe that is in their thought process and has probably been put out in their private meetings is that we are polluting the world, we are useless eaters, and they want the world for themselves. What do you think of that analogy or philosophy?
I absolutely agree with it. I think that the root of all evil, you're right, is money. And who controls that? Well, the people that control the Federal Reserve.
All right, Peter, I got to take a break. If you want to hold on, if you got more, I'll hold you over. All right, let's go to a break. We'll be back in three. Michael Herzog, National Intel Report. Be right back.
Gracefully, I always wanted to take it to the wall, but I found somebody with a heart as big as Texas. I found an angel with the golden wings. She saw me down here in the dark somehow.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Barron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Well, it's all right, riding around in the breeze. It's
all right, folks, we're back with the American. We're back. Oh, I almost did it. We're back with the National Intel Report. Michael Herzog, your Tuesday host. phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. Got Peter from L.A. on the line. I just discovered the culprit that's sending me all these emails. Peter, we're talking about money being the root of all evil here. Go ahead.
Well, I want to start out by saying this thing. If you can print money out of nothing and never be audited in 109 years, then what can't you accomplish? Then I want to point out that I just read the other day that there's 1,300 families across the world that control 90% or 94% of all the assets. And you can guess who, you know, what the makeup of those 1,300 families largely are. But I want to also point out that along with the pandemic and everything else, there's been an almost complete change of ownership, at least in the United States, and really overall, as they've bought up, you know, when all these stocks were plummeting because nobody's buying anything, nobody was making anything. And yet they bought all these stocks on the cheap at, what, 60 cents on the dollar? Mm-hmm. And the entire ownership, if you look at the Dow, it was bought up by the Federal Reserve and is now being managed by BlackRock and Vanguard and Goldman Sachs. And their portfolios expanded like four times. They right. now have like 12, from $3 trillion to $12 trillion that they're announcing. And that's just in the United States. And the longer the blackout went, they got all the publicly held companies. That means the more the mom and pops dropped out, and they could buy them on the cheap. Mm-hmm. And the old thing that they said, you will own nothing, you will have nothing, but you will be happy. You will be happy. That's what's going on. Right. They're becoming our landlords as well. Well, throwing us out of our homes.
Well, anybody with eyes to see, Peter, and I do this every day when I go out in my Ubermobile down in Tucson, you know, the homeless population has tripled since I've been here, which has been less than 2 years. And I attribute it to the moratorium that was lifted regarding landlords being able to, you know, charge rent, because a lot of the people just didn't pay rent. They couldn't pay rent because they lost their jobs. But also the increase in the rental properties, which are going up exponentially all over the country, along with the increase in gas prices, the inflation at the grocery store. You add this all together, and these people just can't afford to live anymore. And I have, on occasion, actually, you know, stopped at a red light, which they're on every red light, every off-ramp, every island in Tucson now, and asked some of these people, yeah, some of these people their stories. I mean, there's tents up, as you know, if you're in L.A., along the sides of the road, okay? And they're not all drug addicts, or they're not all alcoholics, and they're not all people that, you know, have been in one form or another dejected from society. They're people who just cannot afford to put a roof over their head anymore. And what's yep. interesting about this is our government, your government, Pete, not mine, can you know, table a resolution to give $40 billion to the Ukrainian government, which Rand Paul right. stood in the way of, but they can't do anything for these homeless people? What does that tell us about their lack of empathy and their hypocrisy? Going to exactly. the top of the hour. Yeah, we're going to the top of the hour. If you want to hang on for a few minutes, I'll bring you back at the top of the hour, Pete. Sure. Second hour coming up, folks. National Intel Report. I almost said the American Awakening. My bad. Be right back in 2 minutes.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to EaseOff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
RBN, John Stadtmiller's Republic Broadcasting Network, republicbroadcasting.org.